Hi guys, it's episode 5 of EXP Boosting, and wow, 5 whole episodes? Oh, can you believe that?
I can't.
We did it!
Yeah!
Okay, so I'm Sakura Dragon, aka Cindy.
I am Pomtato, also known as Vanessa.
So today we're gonna talk about the very difficult subject of what it means to be successful and how to work towards it. And today I get to put Pom on the spot. I'm surprised she's still my friend. But it was a hard conversation, and we hope that you get the sense that we are both genuinely still searching for that definition, and that maybe it's a definition that will be evolving throughout your career.
Yes.
Yes. Just yes.
Yes.
Yeah, see, she's so flustered.
I know. It was a tough interview, but I hope there's some value to it.
You did great. You really did great. And I couldn't tell at all that maybe I bullied you too hard.
Oh, I was nervous for sure.
You guys can be the judge of that. And let's listen.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're rolling.
Hello, everybody. It is episode 5 of EXP Boosting. It is my turn, Sakura Dragon, to interview Pom. She has no idea what we're going to talk about.
No, I have no idea.
Tell everybody how you feel.
A little nervous. I feel like I'm really different from the people we'll be interviewing. I'm not sure what to expect.
More confident?
Oh, I don't have any.
Have what some. Are you telling
me? I have some. I'm ready.
Okay, so let's just start with an easy question.
Okay.
What is your biggest fear?
Oh, is that easy?
It's supposed to be easy.
Is it?
This is something you think about a lot.
I feel like I worry a lot about what other people think, surprisingly. Whenever I want to do something creative, I get really excited about it. And before I publish, and when I publish, my heart, I get so lightheaded, I almost...
Oh, I know what that feeling is.
Yeah, I almost feel like I'm going to pass out after I'm about to publish, or after I publish, I just have this moment of, like, what's going to happen? What if it doesn't get good feedback, or what if it's not received well? And I know it's not the end of the world, even if it's bad, but it's I still have those moments, those really strong moments.
So that is all of your anxiety and self-doubt collectively trying to tell you, no, stop, Pom.
Yeah.
You're going to do something terrible.
Exactly.
Okay, but then, like, you said that. What if something bad happens or nobody likes it, right?
Right.
So what?
Exactly.
What do you have to lose?
Exactly. Nothing happens. If someone doesn't like it, then you move on. It's not the end of the world, and the people who care about you won't change how they think about you. And I think that's all that matters. And as long as you are proud of what you made, then that's it. Okay. But that still doesn't go away. It hasn't gone away. It might go away one day, but it still hasn't gone away for me.
I think that it'll go away. I'm sure.
Mm.
It's just the so what?
Yeah.
The so what? What did I lose in all of that?
If anything, you, even if it gets received poorly, all you'll do is learn from it.
Exactly.
And you'll build off it.
Oh, good job, Pom. You're like a puppy. Okay, so now I'm going to introduce a topic to you.
Okay.
And I asked you that because today I wanted to talk to you about defining or finding success. This term success is very elusive to everybody, and it feels like when you ask somebody what they want, they always want to be successful, but nobody really knows what that means. And then when we were first editing the copy for the website, you threw this word around and you said successful people, successful individuals, and I'm like, what is this nonsense? And I would delete it because I think all of the people that we have queued up for the interviews, none of them would consider themselves successful in the bigger picture, right? And so I just wanted to talk to you about this because I know that this is a problem area for you. Hee hee, she giggles. And it's gonna be good. I promise you this talk will be good.
Okay.
Okay. So okay. First question on the line is what were your goals for yourself and for your stream when you first started on Twitch?
I wanted to learn as much as I possibly could about Twitch. When I started, I wanted to learn how do you get started, how do you build a community, how do you better the streams, both technical and both kind of conceptual, and just to see if I could keep improving and bettering myself with each stream. So anytime, like my first viewer was so exciting because it was a big, it was like double what I had before, and a second viewer, and then onward, and then kind of being able to talk to chat as well as play a video game was really difficult at first. And then
your brain kind of melts, right? Yeah. Because it's thinking about too many things at the same time.
Right. And then more people come in, and then chat moves a little bit faster, like, because 2 versus 1 is still a little something more, and just improving from there, and then learning to add things to it, like alerts and like counters and things like that. It was just all an exciting learning process. I love learning and just improving upon things and just gaining more knowledge. So that was really exciting to me, and I was hoping to keep doing that.
Okay. So now you are 2 years? One year.
Year and a half.
What was it? Last March, you had your 1 year anniversary of streaming.
This March, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you've learned a lot since. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I know that you've learned a lot because when I started on Twitch, you were able to help me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And even now, I'm like, Pom, I want to do this. Help me. And then you would come over and you would be like, okay, I'm just going to create an account on this and then I'll hook you up. I was like, okay, that's easy enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so you make it seem easy, right? And that's when someone can tell that you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at that progress and looking into the future, what are your goals, longer term goals, or what are your goals, your next set of goals?
I guess just looking for ways to kind of improve or maybe change it up a little bit. I feel like I've gotten to a point where I've been a little stagnant with just playing games and then kind of just doing what I'm always doing, mainly because my full-time job's gotten very busy, so I haven't had the focus to look into more things, to work on my stream as much outside of streaming. Because work is so busy, I usually rush home, turn on the computer, hit go live, and that's fine, but I want to commit a little bit more and see what else I can do and add to that. So I want to keep building versus stay stagnant.
So essentially, you want to try more new things. You're not really sure.
Right.
You're not really sure as to what kinds of things, right?
Right.
But you're open to this discovery process and the trial and error.
Right. Because when I first started, I did a ton of research, a ton of looking into it, reading more articles. I haven't done that as much recently, and I kind of miss that improvement process.
You're one of those people that I would say research is too much.
That's fair. Absolutely. But I also find it very interesting.
Yeah, it's true. You can learn a lot from doing your research. I'm very haphazard. I just go in.
I think it's my psychology major side is wanting to know the why behind everything. What's been done, why it's successful. That's super interesting to me.
I mean, it helps. And this is why we're doing this together.
Yeah.
Because you're the logistics and I'm just like, go, 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 go. And you're like, hold on. And I'm like, no, no. But that's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
And based on what you're saying, like, you haven't really defined goals for yourself. Like, if you were to quantify, like, let's just say you had to define it, what would you say your goals are? Like, in terms of numbers. I know numbers is not a good indication.
Mm-hmm.
So if not numbers, then what?
Maybe not numbers, but I'd love to grow a community and gain, like, kind of build a community where more people, like, I feel like my community now, it's a little small, but I love everybody who's in it. Everyone who comes in feels like family. And I think
they terrorize you all in the same way, too. You go in and you're like, Oh, she's dying. Oh, okay. How can I make this more nerve-wracking for her?
it's my kind hobby. Of, yeah. But it feels like family. I think I got lucky very quickly where I found those people very quickly. And I think it would be great to keep growing that, or at least to make sure that they're always enjoying what coming into the stream. I want to make sure it's always entertaining or always has that family feel for them.
Okay, but you haven't answered the question.
I don't know if I have.
How do you measure success? We have to define, like, we are talking about success. And so if somebody asks you, well, how can I grow my stream? They're asking, how can I be more successful?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what are some ways that you can measure it? Or what are some ways that you can talk to them about it?
I want to say to measure is, I don't know, always looking for ways to improve. If you're in a better place that you are today than you were last week, and I guess that could mean numbers. That could also be with how proud you are of what you created. Like, if I worked on, maybe one week I worked on an alert or something that was very unique and specific, and then I launched that, and maybe no new viewers or no one new came in the chat, but that's something I'm really proud of, and the people who get to see that really like it. I think that's really rewarding, and that's a success in itself. It's something that you're proud of, that you built, that you put work into, that if that makes sense. I don't know if that makes sense.
So there's two types of success that, or there's two categories of success that people like to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
There is professional success and there's personal success.
Mm-hmm.
So I would define professional success as, hey, this is my career. Here are the numbers. Here are the titles.
Mm-hmm.
Here are, like, my job titles, right? I mm-hmm. was doing, I worked this position at this big company. The personal success is, these are my personal projects. These are things that I wanted to do that made me, you know, like, when I put them on my resume, they might not be valued as much, but I feel really good about them.
Right.
And that, like, personal happiness
right.
comes with that. Based on that definition, I think that you are saying you find success in setting small personal goals for yourself by improving your stream in teeny tiny ways. So adding badges or
mm-hmm.
adding little animations or maybe making a new friend through your stream.
Yes.
Makes your time on stream worthwhile.
Absolutely.
And to you, that is success.
Right. Because I, I recently launched, so we get subscriber badges now as affiliates, and I had one of my emotes, my dog Olive, as one mm-hmm. of them, and then Halloween is coming up, and you had talked a lot about, like, creating something specific for holidays, so I made a pumpkin one of it.
Which I love.
Yeah.
And I have it!
and anyone who came in that had it was like, wow, I have this, and that felt so great to me. I was so happy, and I'm so proud of that, and I think that is a success in itself. And then, but I guess numbers-wise, I guess if there's a day where I peak a little bit more in, like, average viewers, that feels good. That's mm-hmm. a success as well. So that is, in numbers-wise, I feel strange saying I'm, like, working towards a goal because I'm not necessarily, but if I get a number that's a little bit higher than usual,
it feels good.
Yeah. It does feel good. It's like, oh, I wonder what I did different today, or what game I played different, or what drew people in. It makes you want to go for that number again, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of numbers, that's another way to measure, I guess.
And not to focus on numbers too much, but we just, you know, it's all relative.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to, something I feel very, very, very strongly about is you have to fight your smaller battles, right? Before you fight your big ones.
Right.
So maybe you're not streaming to 200 or 300 people at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But you're okay with that because maybe you started with 10 and then the next week is like 12 and the next week is 15.
Right.
That tiny little improvement is a tiny victory.
Right.
And if you add up all of the tiny victories, it feels really good,
yeah.
right, in the long term.
It does.
So we're not, I think, for smaller brands, if you're focusing too heavily on the bigger picture, you'll never find success in, or you'll never find that feeling of success in the tiny victories that you're doing every day.
Right.
So it's important to give yourself credit, which you do. And I'm always so impressed that you hang on to the tiny victories and you don't get discouraged. And you're like, hell yeah, I'm doing cool shit. And I'm doing these weird things. And I was like, what was that subscriber animation where you have the really long olive?
Oh, that I took that down because I need to do something.
I need to improve on that a little bit. That was so cute. Like, you were tall, we were together, and you showed me your sketch.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's really cute. And the next week, you had it operating. I was like, wow, there are not very many people in this world that would talk about an idea and then execute it right away.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I was just like, yeah, victory for Pom, that's amazing, right? And she should be really proud of that. And at the end of the day, that's you creating a tiny animation,
mm-hmm.
right? You're not a graphic artist, but you put it off, and it's like, hell yeah. She worked so hard on that, and she jumped through so many learning curves for that. I'm so proud of her.
Uh-huh. Thank you. And I
can
guess
you bring it back?
I will. Okay. I need to clean it up a little bit.
Okay.
I need to do a few things to it. I'll tell you later. But but I also want to say, so the small victories are necessary. I think a lot of people who start streaming get very discouraged that they're not streaming to a large number right away, or even like, if you have one viewer, that's amazing. You have to keep going and appreciate that one viewer and practice with that one viewer. When you go to one viewer to two viewers, you practice from there. If you started streaming and had maybe 10 people right off the bat,
your brain would explode.
You would have a hard time. unless you maybe do talk, I don't know, unless you do something similar for a living or something like that, you've had practice, I have a hard time if it goes from maybe 4 chatters to like 7 chatters, and it's moving, it moves quicker. And so imagine starting off with a higher number. You have to train yourself, you have to practice playing a game or and talking to chat at the same time. It's really difficult. So appreciate the people you have in there.
Yeah,
keep practicing with them, and then just know that you are where you're supposed to be, and just keep working hard until you get up there, you know?
Yeah, like you have to fight the little dark voices in your head that keep saying not good enough, not good enough, right. Need more. Yeah.
And yeah, and I think a lot of, you'll hear this, hopefully, I've heard this a lot when I was researching and listening to podcasts and YouTube videos, that someone took their time out of their day to spend their time and chat with you. Maybe it's one person, but that person is deciding, hey, I am spending my time with you, my valuable time, so you should appreciate that person. You should give them your all, and they're going to help you grow from there, because you're appreciating them, and it helps you appreciate others as they come in. So don't get discouraged. Just, you know, you're where you're supposed to be. And then just keep working hard, and then you'll get where you want to be.
Right. Okay, all of that being said, have you changed your mind about how you measure success in this conversation? This short time that we've been discussing this, have you redetermined any goals, realigned anything?
I don't know, because, so a goal in the long term, like, it'd be awesome to be partner, but I don't necessarily know what that means, and that's so far, and it'd be nice, but I don't think I'm there yet. That's not something.
Let's talk about that, right? Because every time you log into Twitch, you see the goals that they set for you to become partnered, and I see it, and I was like, this is a checklist.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Of things that I can spend my time doing, and it's really, what's the word for it? I really want to try.
Mm-hmm.
It's really tempting, right? Mm-hmm. Just because it's a checklist, and I'm one of those people, I'm a completionist, so if there's an achievement in a game that is not done,
mm-hmm.
it's going to get done.
Right.
But, right, considering where I am, and considering my time availability, maybe that kind of success, that way of defining success isn't fit for me, or it's not right for me at
right.
the way my life is right now. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because if it was the right time, maybe I would be tackling it
right
already.
Yeah.
And so don't let other people's checklist deter you from going at your own pace and doing what's right for you.
Right. Yeah. Don't get discouraged because you can't hit those checklists right away. You have to work up to it. And maybe it's not for you right now, or it'll happen eventually. It's just... And partner, I think, is so glorified. Like, I went to PAX West, and they have a partner lounge, and you just watch from the outside, and all the partners are mingling together, and it's like, oh, it'd be so cool to be in there, but you don't know what it entails, and it's also, there's so much more work once you hit partner. Mm-hmm. You are not done when you hit partner. There is so much to do after that to keep it and maintain it and keep going. You're not
seeing the implications there.
Right.
Right, like... Just when I started streaming, mm-hmm. what did that imply for me? That meant one day a week, I had to be free. Mm-hmm. One day a week, I had to be very prepared with all of my equipment. And it just started at one. And then everyone was like, go affiliate. And what did that mean? That meant more. Mm-hmm. That meant more time commitment. That meant more energy, talking with people. And I remember by the time I finally hit affiliate, I was exhausted. That week, I was just like, I have been working 16-hour days all of this week to get affiliate and to accomplish my own amount of work. Mm-hmm. And there was just one day my body was like, you're tired, stop. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why am I so tired? Like, what have I done? I was like, oh, I've been streaming. Mm-hmm. And streaming is tiring. It really takes a lot of energy.
Yeah. And the people who became partner, they put a ton of work into it. There's a ton of work that I could put into it that I haven't made the time for because of work or because I'm focusing on something else. I know that they say to kind of get towards partner, you have to stream at least like 3 to 4 hours at a time, at least 3 days a week. And I'm only doing 2 hours about 2 days a week. So just think of how much the partners have put in. Just know that.
And to maintain it.
Yeah.
And right. If you want to keep that title. Dang.
Yeah.
My head exploded. Another thing is, once I started streaming, I know that all I had at the beginning was my phone and like my art supplies, mm-hmm. like my pad of paper. And then people were like, oh, you should do this or you should do that. And I was like, oh, Pomis, she has the really cute bot that talks and she has exploding icons and she has animations and people are going to give her money. Like, they cheer and they throw bits and all of that. I was like, what is this? Like, I thought streaming was just taking your phone and connecting to the internet with video. But it's so much more than that. Like, I've learned so much more than that. Like, I learned how to use OBS for Twitch.
Yeah.
And I'm not even a Windows.
But I think that shows that almost anyone can stream, right?
Right. So anybody can do it.
Yeah.
And becoming more successful at it is just committing that time and energy.
Yeah, and making sure you enjoy it. I think a lot of people go into streaming thinking that they're going to be successful, they're going to put all this hard work in, but then they kind of prep for it before they even try streaming, and they don't even know if they really like it yet. And I think you should just, anyone can stream, you can just start, and maybe not think so much about whether or not you're going to be successful. You should make sure you like it first, because so much time and so much work goes into it to become successful, so you have to make sure you like it, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm. And then... very important part to emphasize, I think, is Pom is not doing this for money. She still works full time. I don't stream for money. I stream so I can hang out with my fans. I don't do it for money.
Mm-hmm.
If it was motivated by money, I don't think it would be as fun as it is. And I don't think I would be as committed to it, because money can only do so much for you. Yeah, if you hate it and you're like, well, it's not worth my time. But if you love it, then you're like, oh, I'm not making anything, but like, I really love it and I like talking to people and people like talking to me and I can make friends, and it becomes a fair trade.
Yeah. Almost all the interviews I've heard from partners are people who just started it, didn't know what it was, loved it, and then grew from there because they put so much effort into it because they just loved it so much. They live and breathe it.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Success is... my definition of success is loving what you do.
Yes.
I mean, like, me as an independent artist, right? I'm not buying houses. Yeah, I mean, I don't, yeah, I'm not making as much as people think I am. I'm not buying my parents a home. I'm not buying myself a home. I'm not really putting away money. Everything I make gets invested back. So am I, like, I am making enough to survive and then invest back, but I am very, very happy. So I think that in the long term, yes, I am very successful. And if you're happy, do what you like. If you're happy and you're doing what you like, then money will follow, right? Money, I know that not everybody is lucky enough to be in under the circumstance where money can be a secondary thing. Mm-hmm. But money should be the secondary purpose of pursuing your passion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, that being said, do you think Sakura Dragon is successful?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why?
Because you love what you're doing. You quit a job that was full-time, that you absolutely hated, and now you are living kind of the way you want to. Mm-hmm. You are doing what you love. You're inspiring. Yeah, you're inspiring people, and it's something you love. I think so. What I define success is like someone who's built something and is, you know, just working hard for something that they enjoy or are passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody gets to do that. And but everyone can, I think. But
if that's what floats your boat, then by all means, who cares what other people say? If you're fighting for personal happiness and that's what will make you feel successful, then please, by all means, do that. But if you're not, if you want security and you're motivated by saving money mm-hmm. for the future, that's fine too, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all need to find what makes us operate at our best mm-hmm. and keeps us motivated doing what we do every day. Some people are like, I couldn't do what you do, Cindy, because I'm not disciplined. And I'm like, I don't think I'm that disciplined. But okay, like, if you need routine, then that's what you need. That's what you need. And if routine will help you feel successful, then why is that wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not a harder question.
That was okay.
This is an even harder question. Do you think your brand as a Palm, the streamer, do you think it is successful?
I think it's successful because I have built something that I did not have from day one.
Hmm.
I built something that I didn't have from month two. Hmm. You know, so I've grown a lot in personal sense, and it's something I am proud of. And there's, I think I'm in a place where a lot of new beginner streamers would really like to be. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are like, oh, I wish I had this many viewers, even if it's still like I think I average about like 8 viewers maybe per stream.
No, it's higher than that.
It's an average. Well,
every time I come in, it's like between 12 and 20 people harassing you.
What? Really?
Well, like, during the stream, maybe it will drop as, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes if you're playing a game that's hard to follow, it will drop a little bit. Mm-hmm. But in every game, there's a section that is way too action-packed, so it's really hard to follow. And so they'll leave and they'll come back.
Well, either way,
yourself credit!
I am in a place where a lot of, especially brand new streamers would like to be. Yeah. And I feel successful there, but I also want to say anybody can do it. I think as long as you enjoy it enough, put the work in, put in a schedule, just actually do start, you know, mm-hmm. you can get there too. So, yeah, I think it's successful in its own way.
Mm. And for people who are just starting and they are looking for advice to get to this point where they're confident in their own success, even if it might not be monetary or enlarge viewer or audience,
mm-hmm.
what would you recommend or what would you say?
literally start.
Just press start.
Literally start. I know that's our tagline, and I'm not
press
trying
to start.
I'm,
press
I'm not,
start.
I'm not trying to literally if you have a decent microphone, then you can
or
start.
Not. If, I just use my phone.
If you have a microphone, period, camera you should
phone.
Start.
Yeah.
A microphone, you can start. You don't need a webcam. I think audio is more important than webcam because people see you and don't hear you. Then that's
I was like, what do you mean you don't need a webcam? But that's because you're streaming games. And I stream art, so I need something to record what's happening in front of me.
If you're playing games, all you need is a mic. You just need to be there and just try and just keep at it. Don't get discouraged. If you stream for...
Or it's okay to get discouraged. Just remember that the picture is bigger.
By discouraged, I mean don't stop.
Yeah, okay.
Like... It's easy to stream for a half hour and not have anybody talk to you and think, you know what, this isn't worth it. I streamed 5 days a week for, I think, at least 2 months when I started. And
that's a long time.
Yeah, I streamed every night, every weekday, every night after I got home. And I spoke to no one for a really long time, but I practiced speaking out loud because, you know, that's the point. When you stream, people are there to listen to commentary. You know, they're there to listen. Mm-hmm. And because they could just play the game themselves. So you need to be able to practice speaking out loud your thoughts. And then when someone comes in, you engage with them. And then, so I want to say, literally start. Don't get discouraged. Don't stop if no one comes in. Keep a consistent schedule and just keep at it. Just keep going.
Yeah.
And then if someone comes in, just keep going from there.
Yeah. Even when I started my Instagram account, I would post and I would get 2 or 3 likes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my... And they were all like family or like people who I expected.
Right.
You better be watching or else, right? And I did that for years. We're talking years. And at the beginning, that account was a personal account. It was just for me.
Mm-hmm.
So those numbers, they didn't matter at all. And I just noticed that slowly it would grow. And I was like, oh, where are these people coming from? But this is nice. And it would be nice if I could be, someone I looked up to a lot, like Thousand Skies, where you post something and, you know, everybody loves it immediately. But what does it, and I asked myself, what will it take to get to that point, right? And the only thing I can say that I really did was to be consistent and to engage for years. And it wasn't until like 3 or 4 years ago, my Instagram account is like 7 or 8 years old. It wasn't until recently that now I have to turn off my phone because the alerts give me anxiety. Like, now my phone is on silent. And did I beg for that? No. Did it? It was a nice surprise. I would say at the end of the day, your hard work will pay off in surprising ways, but you just have to be willing to sit there and to just keep doing it until someone notices.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to enjoy it enough to be able to do it without any payoff.
Yeah.
So if you are streaming for a half hour and you stop because no one is coming in, that's because you're not having fun yet. And that means you don't enjoy it yet. You need to just keep going and just enjoy the game. Enjoy talking out loud to yourself. I'm sure most of us talk out loud when we're playing a game anyway.
I don't know if it, I would say talking, more like screaming.
I scream too.
Raging.
I scream at myself.
I'm like, beep, beep, not PG-13, beep.
But yeah, make sure you enjoy it enough where if there's no payoff at the end of the day, you're okay with that. Because that's what brings people in, I think, is watching or seeing something that you put love and hard work into because you enjoyed it.
And don't forget, we were talking about this from a very small brand, small business perspective. I think if you were doing this for a corporate company, it would be different.
Right.
Right.
But that's because they built something themselves and now they have a different goal in mind.
Yeah. So don't compare yourselves to organizations or entities that are much larger and already highly connected. Yeah. And never forget, like, as you grow, right, you shouldn't change just because your numbers are bigger. Like, your personality, your morals, who you are, like, just because you have attention, yeah, I think that's the word, just because you have attention on you does not mean you should treat people at the beginning like, oh, you're at the beginning, you're not worth my time. Like, be nice to everybody. Always. Always be nice to people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that being said, should I ask this? I'm gonna ask this.
Oh, like, no. Why are you hesitant?
So you, at the beginning, right, you have morals or things that you will do and you won't do. What are some things that you would like to be constant even 3 or 4 years down the line about your brand?
About my brand?
About your brand.
I'd love to be able to I want to be as personable as possible. I appreciate everyone who comes in. I try to get to know them well and maybe ask them, oh, how did this appointment go last week or something that you talked about last week or something. That's very difficult once someone gets bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So say I gain, like, a ton of people are chatting much more than before. It's going to get harder. That's something I'd like to stay consistent with, but it's a learning curve that I think I'd have to learn, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because there's only so much you can keep up with, but
keep the brand intimate.
Yeah, finding another way. I think that's also another thing that I appreciate about the community I have now. I have the ability to do that once you get to like 100 viewers.
I think the moment you break the 30 mark, it's like, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I can't talk to this many people at the same time.
Yeah, it's tough for sure, but that's mm-hmm. something I'd love to be able to, and I think there's ways to do that, but just not the same way it was before.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you have that effort and you have that that want, I think it would show. Mm-hmm. And hopefully people feel that.
What do you think Pomtato, your brand? Like, I'm going to call it a brand. It's like your alias, but also mm-hmm. your brand at this point. What do you think it's representative of? Like, when somebody thinks Pomtato, what adjectives are coming to mind?
Goofy, maybe? Punny?
Punny. Like, her terrible puns throughout the stream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so. And hopefully positive. Some people come in and...
Cute.
Yeah, some people have come in and said they had a bad day. And then I've had someone say, oh, but I knew you could find a positive spin on it. Thank you. And it's like, oh, well, that's not something I would expect, but it's very nice to hear. And I hope that's how people feel when they come in. I hope they feel positivity. And it's... I don't know, I'm really happy to, like, spend time... I'm really happy when I stream, so I just hope that I can...
Except for when you're... Well. Sorry, what? I interrupted.
That's okay, fine.
Okay, so except for when you're, like, under a lot of stress in the game, and you're like, what is happening? I'm so stressed out.
Yeah, but...
And then I could see it, like, little hints of grumpiness, because you're under so much stress.
Yeah,
because that's when you throw... the bits at you and be like, yay, you're doing great.
Yeah, I'm mainly stressed because... I've probably died 5 times.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for chat who has to watch it a 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th time.
Or when you're stuck on one thing for 40 minutes and the music is terrible.
Oh my goodness.
But regardless of that, right?
Yeah.
That builds character in your stream. And that's the things I remember you for your silly mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, your brand is very positive and very fun and a little bit unpredictable.
Oh.
A lot bit unpredictable.
Oh, I hope that's good.
Do you have anything to add? That's it. You made it through my list.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Was that hard?
A little.
Do you think it helped you at all?
Yeah, I think so. I guess, are you trying to... help me realize something.
Encourage you to stop being so hard on yourself. Wow. But I think that I just kind of wanted to understand where you were coming from
mm-hmm.
in order to, one, better work with you when we are talking to other people on stream. And then two, take these lessons and this dialogue and show other people who might be listening that we all have the same struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Usually when we interview, I usually like to ask, was it the best advice you've ever received?
Can I ask you that?
Oh,
no,
you're...
you can't. Ah. But you're going to do it anyways. No. Did I ask you yet?
Were you going to?
Maybe.
You said you made it through your list, so I just wanted to make sure. I'm sorry.
So when you play RPG, what RPG class do you normally play?
Sakura Dragon's giving me like such a death glare. Oh my goodness. I'm sorry you said you were done with your list. I play healer.
You play healer.
I play healer because I fill, but I do like tank and DPS as well when I get the chance. But I heal mainly.
Okay, she's a healer, but she's so patient and kind and sweet. Okay, what's the best advice you ever got?
She's giving me such dacre. I'm so sorry.
Don't get too eager.
What was it?
You're not even ready, and you.
I know. I'm flustered. I'm flustered.
Stop being flustered.
I mentioned this on a stream once, and you were in there where it was. You don't make mistakes. Mistakes make you. And
what episode was this?
It was the one where I made an egg mango drawing.
Oh, we're talking about another stream.
Yeah.
We're talking about your Twitch stream, not an episode.
No. But, so, you don't make mistakes, mistakes make you. Basically, anyone you know who's great is because they got there because they made so many mistakes and learned from them. Yeah, you make mistakes technically, but all those mistakes make you who you are today, and you're better for it. Every big person you know has gone through big failures and has, but they had to, otherwise they wouldn't be there.
Yep. Or as I would usually say, the strongest people are the ones that have suffered the most.
Dun, dun, dun. But yeah.
Something
that's
like
true.
That.
What is it? Big people, like, I think Walt Disney got fired for not being creative enough. The creator of Charlie Brown couldn't get a job for a long time because they didn't like his art style, including Disney rejected him. Mm. So all these people who have failed many, many times probably improved themselves or kept trying, kept doing different things, and now they are the great people you know today. So mistakes make you. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. You have to. And you'll only improve from there. Start your pilot.
Just start. Period.
Yes.
Okay, here is a good question for you. We are on episode 5.
Mm-hmm.
So we've recorded. We're not necessarily live yet, guys. Sorry. but we're 5 episodes in. We've interviewed 2 people. And the website is coming together. How do you feel so far?
I feel good. I think we're where we should be. Especially neither of us ever having done a podcast before.
Yeah.
Neither of us having done, this is new territory for both of us. Sure, there's a lot of things that aren't perfect, but I'm really proud of what we've done. I'm so proud. I'm so excited to, and I'm hoping it's gonna help some people or at least reach people.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. And we're just gonna improve from here. That's all there is. There's nothing but up.
So proud of you. So what have you learned in the last 2 weeks of doing this with me?
That you are very inspirational to work with because you have such a drive.
I pummel people.
You'll text me while I'm at work and said, I did this much for the website, or I did this much, and then I'll go online and like, you just, and then I go home and
you're like, you finished it.
Yeah. And I go home and I'm so excited. I'm like, I need to do this, and this because she did this. And it pumps me up so much that you're so excited and energetic, and it makes me want to do more too. So, and, also I've learned from you that I am a bit of a perfectionist.
Wait, it took me to teach you that?
I knew a little bit, but you taught me that you've pushed me more to not care so much about the small details. It's good to fix, but you can only fix so much.
Yeah.
You have to just put it out there.
Yeah.
And
that's another very good thing to understand about success. Success does not mean perfect.
Right.
Success means you've done it and you're happy with what you've done.
Right.
Yeah. Look at her face. Her face right now is like, oh, epiphany. Cool. And let's end with the just press start.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Just press start.
Your giggle.
What?
Can you mute it?
Okay. Bye, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the 5th episode of EXP Boosting. It was a tough interview, I'm not gonna lie. I was lightheaded for the rest of the day, but I hope it brought some value to hear what success may mean to other people. Next time on EXP Boosting, we interview the owners of Honey and Butter, Leanne and Powell. Many of you probably know them for their delicious and incredibly cute and unique creature macarons and shop design. They talk to us a bit about how they overcame challenges as well as the stresses that come with pursuing your dreams. They went from working incredibly long days, 7 days a week when they started their shop, and now they have basically mastered the work-life balance thanks to the help of a few people they trust. If you like what you're hearing and want to see more of us, you can find us at our website at expboosting.com or on Instagram and Twitter at the letters EXP Boosting. See you guys next time!